This episode of The Instance is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Go to audiblepodcast.com/wow and get a free audiobook download of your choice today. Choose from over 100,000 possible titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. And again, for a free audiobook on us, go to audiblepodcast.com/wow today.
All right, guys, let's gear up for World of Warcraft.
Listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance, episode 364, the World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. My name is Scott Johnson. I'm joined today by Terpster. Hello.
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 Hello. Oh, how you doing, shit. Sir?
I'm good, man. It's been a while. You weren't here last week. We missed you.
I wasn't. No, I know. I know. Fortunately, there wasn't like any big news. It wasn't like they put the alpha out or anything like that.
It wasn't like a giant patch list or... Yeah. No, exactly. No World of Warlords of Draenor information. None of that stuff happened last week.
No, I lucked out is what we tend to, how we say it in the trade. You know, there wasn't any issues. I didn't miss a big... week.
Yeah.
So thankfully I'm back. And we have had some news this week.
Yeah,
lots of news.
There is a bunch of stuff.
It's busy out of packs.
Yeah.
You know, it's always interesting.
I don't know if the WoW team's done anything yet there. Do they have a big I wonder if they have something big planned today. I guess we'll find out.
I don't think so. Maybe. From what I understand of packs, I think Draenor is playable. Draenor is playable at PAX.
Yeah. So, and they got the new models there to mess with and all that stuff. Yeah.
We've had, you know, the running of the bulls,
sure.
Art post, yeah. And the Draenei female and stuff like that. So I doubt they are in the build because they were only very recently released.
Sure.
But yeah, exciting.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. Also with us, Dills, of course. Hello, Dills.
Hey, guys. What's
hey,
up?
Man. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, I was just listening to The Instance.
Busy, I know, right? It's a hell of a show. Busy morning for you.
Good.
Busy morning for you because with your new coverage of both Heroes and Hearthstone, all kinds of leaks not leaks, but announcements happening out of PAX this morning, which is exciting.
Yeah, I'm still wrapping my head around raiding in Hearthstone. Looking forward to
I know, what the heck, dude. Woo!
Be cool.
Be good.
Yeah, that seems like crazy talk a little bit, like on the surface.
I played it on the paper TCG, you know, the Cryptozoic.
The WoW TCG had this.
And I really enjoyed it. Like, we did the Onyxia raid deck once, and it was so much fun. And it really does mix up that game. And, you know, it was the hardest thing to do in the TCG because it required you physically to be with... you know, four of the people.
Do we know much about whether this is based on the TCG system?
It's probably pretty close, but it's a single player. It's not going to be like it's not going to be like an actual raid with multiple players. It's just you versus different bosses,
right.
Boss fights, basically.
I mean, this is adventure mode that they've been hinting at, really, right?
Yes. Right. They've been talking about this for a while. It's just now we finally know what it's going to be and when it's going to be here.
All
so
right. Well, more on the TAC, I'm sure, this week coming up. You guys will disseminate the hell out of this thing and fill our heads full of all kinds of wonderful
ideas. They've only given us a few of the cards and a few of the things. And what we know right now is all still very much up in the air. But just looking at some of these cards, like, this is some new stuff. We haven't seen cards that quite do this stuff.
Death rattles.
A lot of death rattle stuff, yeah. So you'll see people playing death rattle decks just built completely around having like Baron Rivendare.
Can you kill this for me? Can you kill this?
Yeah. Go ahead and kill that, please. Yeah, thank you. Okay, now that I've got that. All right. But like Baron Rivendare is gonna make, you know, Harvest Golems crazy because triggering death rattles twice, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah. It seems like there'll be some interesting stuff come out of that.
Yeah, and the fact that it's only four mana, I can play it like on the turn I trigger my own death rattles.
Right.
So,
do you figure somebody's going to end up with a deck that is essentially just like a domino effect of killing things that then that's going to be crazy.
Someone will come up with something really, really interesting with this, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, should be
I'm
fun.
Warrior might work pretty well because a lot of this stuff seems to have less than three attack, so you might be able to finally make that Warsong Commander, that new nerfed Warsong Commander, work out pretty well. So. I'm gonna tinker for sure.
That's great. Bunch of hero stuff too. We won't get into too much here, but new heroes shown. The Sylvanas model. I think I have a crush on the Sylvanas model now. kind of liked her anyway, but now I really like her.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, it's not like it's weird. It's not like it's creepy, a computer right? character. Yeah, no, exactly.
She's not polygons and fake, right?
No,
she's
exactly.
real.
You know,
she's a real
She's
girl.
As real as a lot of the people we watch on TV.
Good. So all that stuff is currently being disseminated by various blogs and sites and shows and podcasts, including
even on heroesofthestorm.com.
That's right.
You can see, they put all the PAX news up. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you guys go check that out. I have been completely absorbed in Diablo 3's adventure mode, Reaper of Souls adventure mode. I cannot stop playing that.
It's the most compelling game to come out of Blizzard since. Probably since Hearthstone, probably each game they release is like, oh wow, this is extremely Moorish. But it's an exceptional game. I've clocked up more hours, I think, in the past couple of weeks than I had in the past couple of months playing it.
Shockingly compelling so reason to play. I remember ahead of the release, I had forgotten that adventure mode opened for every character or every new class you wanted to make or whatever. And so while I was forgetful of that, I thought, well, at least I've got my high level mage. Maybe I'll do another guy sometime, but I don't really want to make a crusader through all those stupid story points and everything. Not stupid, but I don't want to see it for the fifth time.
Yeah.
So I just thought I would never do it. And when I found out that was all going to happen for me, and this is all a little redundant from what I said last week, but that just changed my world. And
I did a Nephilim Rift with a brand new level one crusader on Torment 6 with two friends who were level 70, like Paragon 150. And I dinged level 5 on the first kill. It was just this beautiful cacophony of madness that it was just like, this is the only way to level.
And there's no time either. You can't slow down and go, I need to check all my skills now.
No, exactly. It's the equivalent of buying a max level character. Literally in 2 hours, you can level up from 0 to 70.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, Torment 6 isn't actually that hard when the level one has made the game. Mm-hmm. You still sneeze and everything in the room dies.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's just fun. Everything about it is fun. I love even long, extended, non-twinked play sessions where I'm literally doing the work of Tyrael, man. He's got a job for me. There's
the worst. Tyrael is I don't understand how he's been in a job for so long as an archangel. I mean, I know he got kind of demoted, but literally everything bad that's ever happened in the Diablo world, in Sanctuary, pretty much traced back to Tyrael.
Yeah,
pretty much. He's an ability. I've had enough of his shit. Basically.
It's also he's very forgetful. You walk up to him every time, he's got a big exclamation point over his head, and he says the same thing. Hey, welcome. And
thank you for coming. Thanks. We've got lots of things that need to be done.
Yeah. I like though, and that loot's always good, and my legendaries are screaming, and I'm just loving it.
I mean, Blizzard's done Blizzard, as they always do, and they've patched the game already with a load of fixes. Mm-hmm. It's even better again. Every time they patch Diablo, it just gets better and better and better. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I'm waiting for the patch that ruins it because they keep making it better every time.
Yeah. That was the first patch.
The first game. Yeah.
Yeah.
every patch since then, better. Yeah.
The patch note of resplendent chests will now drop loot that is more resplendent. That's just my favorite patch note ever. I think they should always, everything should be, you know, just Blizzard patched.
Those were pretty weak. I did notice that pre-patch that they were a little bit lousy.
They didn't feel as resplendent as they once were. And they've changed that. They've now made the drop chance of legendaries pretty much 100% in the Nephilim Rift.
Yeah.
So again, that feels even meatier and even more of a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Now with Blood Shards, you're more likely to get legendaries, which after I've spent 800, I kind of feel like, oh, well, thanks, Blizzard. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, from now on out, you know, here on out, it's going to be a better thing to do. It just, all of it just feels really kind of meaty and enjoyable.
They're very focused on continuing that path. It makes me really happy. And it kind of killed any interest I had in at least putting my feet in ESO with its launch. I really thought I would at least download it, buy the core game, get a free month, and give it a shot. And I haven't been driven to Blizzard. Blizzard games have kept me at bay. For the first time in a long time when it came to like a big new, you know, something at least significant to try. And I just haven't had the guts to, you know, carve out any time to do it because I'm like, well, I could do that or my Crusader's looking pretty sweet.
I think Scott, what's going on here is correctly, you have no interest.
I guess.
That is the correct way.
Not enough.
Well, I actually feel a little bit of guilt about it, even if it's not great. Because the game looks terrible.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to go out and say it.
You think it looks terrible?
Come on and flame me in the emails, everybody, but this game looks awful. Yeah,
I don't know. People are enjoying it generally. Reviews have been okay. I mean, you know.
I know Jocelyn loves it, but I keep giving her crap about it.
Yeah, she deserves a little crap now and again.
I am the first to admit that I was wrong about Tor.
Yeah,
Terpster gave us crap about that, but ESO, no.
Well, I wouldn't say that I was right, but obviously I was right with that. so it's a different kind of game. Again, it has a market out there. I don't think the audience
is
going
to be
huge.
I'm sure there's people who are enjoying themselves.
Exactly. I mean, I think I'm just too invested in World of Warcraft. That's the thing.
Yeah, I just can't
even entertain the notion of another MMO just purely because I'm still playing this one. If I stopped playing WoW, then I think I'd be a little bit more floaty and try out these other experiences. But I think, you know, WoW keeps me busy enough. I don't have the bandwidth to take on another, you know, massive game. MMOs are just so vast and so big. They're just really daunting. It's a big investment to take on board if you're going to try and get the most out of it. So, I think, all play, brilliant. Well done, ZeniMax, for putting the game out. But,
Well, it's important I want to support these. I don't necessarily have to support it directly by playing it, but I want to support the idea that there's competition in this market because this definitely drives Blizzard to keep on their their game. And
no, and I'm glad some people seem to really like it, and that's cool for them. But I just, for me, those games were never about combat and stuff like that. They're always just about the story and the doing of the stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't play an MMO where I don't like the combat. And I saw videos and I was like, oh my God, it's the same freaking combat. Nope, not doing this. I am not doing this.
Well, it's funny because part of that is them bowing a little bit to some pressure to try to recreate the Skyrim level of combat. And that may have split the difference too much, swung too far that way.
But I don't know. It's like that kind of combat to me is not, that kind of combat is like filler to move on to the next part of the game. It's not.
Those games have never been famous for that. Yeah, they've been famous for having mediocre combat, and it's combat. It's not like you can take that and polish that enough to make that a really compelling change. At the same time, they're trying to adhere to it because they want the feeling to be similar to appease, longtime Elder Scrolls fans. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I'm glad that it's doing well initially, just as an impetus to keep this market strong. And
it's good. Yeah,
all
it's
that. Definitely. So there's that.
I will not be playing it.
Oh gosh, Terpster! Before we move on to the news, do you have anything in the big giant show note barrage last week, or the patch notes and stuff, all that alpha crap that you wanted to touch on or speak to, or any of that? Since we missed it.
Terpster's opinions gone.
Not really. I don't. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, it's cool. It looks like there's some really kind of fun stuff coming. But again, as with all alpha stuff, it's just a little bit spoilery. If you go on MMO Champion, they've already started data mining it. Yeah, some really nice stuff they have done is doing some really cool kind of model comparisons. Mm-hmm. And so you see the old Valen versus the new Valen.
Oh my gosh.
And new Valen looks just really old and weathered. Yeah. And that's kind of cool. He's got a big flowing beard. He looks like the artwork. Mm-hmm. Whereas the one before looked like a player character.
Yep.
Grom Hellscream looks just
amazing.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
All that stuff. The mobs and stuff look amazing. Everything looks really, really good.
Yeah, everything looks really cool. And there's, like I said, some really nice comparisons that really just demonstrate how much they're kind of upping the fidelity mm-hmm. of the assets in Draenor. Yeah. And I think that's going to be it's WoW 2.0. And I'm just really buzzed about it.
You're going to walk in there and you're going to go, everything looks new. Everything looks fresh.
Exactly.
That's going to be
great. It's like a brand new game.
The only real suffrage here is going to be world textures are going to look a little weird, I think. I think you're going to go in there and you're going to go.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But they're pretty crisp already if you turn everything up to ultra, so.
That's true. That's true.
And again, I mean, that's not as vast a job as every individual armor set and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that might look really janky is those, classic vanilla armor sets and things like that.
Yeah,
they haven't been touched. But, again, I imagine, give it a year. By the end of the patch cycle, I'm sure that they would have got round to doing all of those things.
Yeah.
They've got a ton of new armor stuff anyway already. So, I'll probably be just putting the new stuff on.
Yeah.
If the old stuff looks weird, I'll be like, screw it.
Yep.
Okay.
Let all that filter in later, whatever.
Transmogrify.
Yeah. transmog all. I mean, some people are going to go to the lengths of transmogging the worst possible textures. Like, let's find the ugliest gear.
Yeah.
And then put that on my new high res.
That could be really fun.
Yeah, why not? Why the hell not?
Yeah.
Big news of the week.
Big news. Big news this week brought to you by Doghouse Systems at doghousesystems.com. They've got all this really cool panel art now for the sides of your case that is interchangeable. There's an instance one, actually, which is really cool. Some other artwork I've done, some other shows on the network, as well as other artists and individuals putting stuff in there. Coming soon, something that will blow all your minds when it comes to panel art on the side of those things. Can't announce quite what that is just yet, but do check them out at doghousesystems.com. Get a gaming rig now. It is truly the next generation of gaming, and it has been for a long time. That's doghousesystems.com, or the code Henry gets you double the memory. All right, this is a for real thing. I'm going to play a little intro here, and then we're going to talk about what the hell Blizzard's doing. It isn't April Fool's. It's the actual deal, so check this out.
Hello.
Hey, is this Paul?
Yeah, Paul Jr.
Hey, what's happening, man? This is Chris and Sam from Blizzard Entertainment.
What's going on, fellas?
We wanted to hit you up. We got a project for World of Warcraft,
where we would build badass choppers to represent
both factions in the game, the Alliance and the Horde.
Yeah.
We want our players
to vote to see which one of these bikes
gets made into an actual chopper in World of Warcraft. So what do you think?
You know what, guys?
Sounds amazing.
We're in and we won't let you down.
All right. So if you've seen American Choppers, you know that dude.
Yeah.
He's the son, right?
Paul Jr.
They couldn't get Paul Sr. involved,
well,
guess.
They're separated now. They're not. It's not the same company anymore.
Oh, are they? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a whole falling out. It was that was the show at the end there. It wasn't, because it used to just be like, here's a new company. We're going to advertise for this company for an hour while we build a motorcycle for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then build the bike.
It's weird.
And then move on.
There was pictures of these bikes, you know, these designs. Well, at least I don't know if it is these ones.
Yeah.
But like years ago, there was a real bike made for like the Horde and Alliance.
Right.
I don't quite know what the deal, like who's paying who for this.
It's
like
Blizzard,
I don't know.
Blizzard pays those guys to build a bike. It's how it's always worked for them. It's the company.
No, but in terms of the web series as such, like the promotion, is it promoting WoW?
I think,
or is it promoting this bike thing? I don't know.
No, I think it's Blizzard just promoting WoW.
It's
generally what all the companies do. It's a way to promote their own thing. But it's just a different way.
But
to
this
do
isn't
it
going to be like simulcast on the Discovery Show or TLC,
no,
or whatever it is.
It's all web series, yeah.
Okay, so it's straight up web series. I just think, on the whole, it's an interesting foray for Blizzard to get involved in to promote this game this far down the road in a really weird crossover kind of way. Like, I kind of would have liked to have been a fly on the wall in the meeting where this got, you know, this
it's
idea got pushed.
It seems to me to be a company that's doing really well. Just some guy is into bikes who works for that company and convinces everybody else that this will be a fun thing. That seems to be how it's always kind of been.
And
initiated.
You've got the bandwidth and the resources to just goof around a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. And it's just like we have some budget. Let's use it. We'll do this. This is a fun thing. And then they make a big event out of it and whatever. And
now,
you get on TV. So
I'm kind of interested in the bikes themselves. I'm interested in the competition side of this. What I'm not interested in so much is what I heard in that opening clip and heard throughout the trailer for this, which is it's very reality show tropey. I hear the edits. I can.
Well, like they tried to build suspense, like Paul Jr. might say no.
I hate that so much. Like,
okay.
I freaking hate it.
So what do you say? Well, I'm in, guys.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that particular part of reality television. But
I like motorcycles, though, and I would love to see what they build. So
Terpster, you want to?
Yeah. I'm excited, though.
Skin
I mean,
in this my, game.
Yeah, my mate Taryn, he's on the Alliance team, so I'm officially Team Alliance all the way.
Mm.
I think it'd be exciting to see what happens again. I'm trying to find the Warcraft bike. Because there was like, these things were made ages ago, but it must have been something different.
Yeah,
but
I have a weird memory of it as well.
I think exactly. I kind of feel like maybe someone at Blizzard, one of the higher up execs, maybe like Sammy or something like that, who's kind of likes bikes and also has a lot of money and likes Warcraft.
Yeah.
Maybe they had one built, and this is kind of spun into this as being an idea of something they could do.
Yeah,
individuals get them. Build them bikes all the time, and then they have these big company builds. But I imagine we're going to see it like at BlizzCon. You know, someone will roll in on it, stuff like
that. On stage.
Yeah. So it gives it like, you know, they spend some money. Uh-huh. They get a really cool thing, a really cool showcase item that they can have at all the stuff. And people can ooh and ah over. And,
now, are these for sale in the game, or are these going to be earnable mounts? That's the question.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's probably going to be something that you buy. I'm going to guess that you purchase it.
That's what I think.
For real money.
I think these are $25 bikes, and they're going to sell a jillion of them because it's this extra TV thing. And I think it's going to be a big deal. You'll probably see promos for this on his show. Is it still called American Choppers? Is that still the deal?
That show's still on.
Is it off now?
I haven't seen it on in a long time.
So maybe he just has a store now, and that's just what.
He's got a shop still. But that was the whole. Like, I used to watch the show because I like watching people build motorcycles, and basically, the whole show didn't like it wasn't about motorcycles anymore. It was just about them, you know, breaking
out and shouting at each other.
Yeah, so it kind of got weird at the end there, but I don't think it's on anymore. I haven't seen it in a while.
All right. Well, this is, I mean, whatever. It's a cool, I like the competition side of it. I'm going to try to nail down Metzen for an interview and talk about the whole thinking behind it and what he wants to do. I also think there's two things about the video that made me smile. One is Metzen is on the Alliance team, which I think is a kind of a covert way of distracting people from the fact that the story is still very Horde-centric. I think that's what that is.
He's like, see, guys, I like the Alliance.
I think that's going on. And I also think Samwise referred to Warcraft as World of Warcraft and didn't put a T at the end. Just something I noticed. I don't know what's going on there. It's fine.
It's weird to listen. That might be how we say
it. Is that the right way? And we've all been doing
that's
it wrong?
Correct
it
might be. The T is silent. Oh,
I didn't know. You would know.
The T is silent. That's a good. If you were quiet this whole episode, we could say the T is silent. That'd be our episode title.
The T himself.
That's what it is. I just won't say anything, and I'll go away. Now I found a Lich King inspired bike. I don't know. I still think I can. I still remember seeing something a while ago, but maybe it was just like a fan thing. Hmm. Maybe that's it. But you know, who knows? Yeah. It might be something that. That is really fun and exciting.
Hopefully
the website's up, and it looks like the release schedule, you know, so it's coming out the 17th, 24th, you know, the 1st of May, it carries on. You know, it seems to be every week for 7 to 8 episodes.
The only thing I don't like about these extra things before we move on is I don't like how immediately the forefront fringe of internet comments are, well, if they quit wasting their time with reality shows about motorcycles, maybe they could finish the game quicker. I can't freaking stand that. I can't stand it.
I mean, Sammy's obviously not even working on WoW.
he's barely working on this commercial. He's over there sketching. He's doodling.
He's like, I just drawn a bike and I put horns on it. And so we make that's going to be, we'll put an axe on there as well because it's the horde.
Man, if
what's really interesting in this advert is they got King Varian Rin and then they've got a new orc model.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't really seem fair because Rin doesn't look very good.
He looks terrible. He has for a while. He needs to get the update. It's even Thrall got a new update in these latest.
And
models.
That's the thing, if you actually look at the bike team, the Horde and Alliance team are just, I guess, people from the show.
He's
got like a shop of like 5 or 6 people or something. Yeah. So they just put their team into two. Yeah.
Put them in red and blue. Exactly.
So I don't think it's wasting any Blizzard time because I think it's just gonna be done by these other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. If you've ever watched the show, I mean that's what they do. Like the company like says, okay, we want this, and it would be cool if it had our logo on it. And then they go, all right. And then they just build a friggin' bike, and he comes up with like weird stuff to put on. Yeah.
And you'll have Samwise in scenes going, well, it needs to be all gnarly with a cool horn in the front. You'll have a flip side where you know Metzen's pontificating about how the seat needs to curve this way or that. But most of it is going to be these guys hacking these things together. And
well, they're going to look at like some Blizzard art, and then they're just going to come up with something, and it'll be fine.
We'll watch it. It's fine.
They don't need to know anything about WoW to actually build something based on the artwork.
I'm all for this stuff, so keep it coming. I'd love to see more reality-based programming, even if it's tropey and dumb with all the stuff I hate about reality TV. I'm fine with that if it's around the game, if it's competitions in the game, if it's, you know, more Blizzard stuff, that's cool. So
I gotta be honest though, I know reality TV is lame, but man, is it addicting.
I know, it's horrible.
Like, sometimes you just can't stop. You're like just flipping through the channels and you're like, oh, Real Housewives of whatever the hell. Okay, sure.
Azeroth.
Oh my gosh,
Housewives of Azeroth.
They only know Korean. Okay, I'm moving on. You didn't hear me say that. All right, moving on.
By the way, can I just real quickly say, PAX East. Why did we get these heroes? I'm a little weird. I'm weird about these heroes, man.
Oh, you know what?
Like Jaina and Sylvanas and like
they're coming.
Sylvanas. I know they're coming, but why?
Well,
where
you got your Sylvanas model there today for the heroes deal?
Yeah,
but, they showed her today.
Yeah, but not like really. Like here's one of the new heroes. Check it out.
You know, right.
We got Brightwing and
yeah. I think they're just.
But I mean, it's not about the heroes. Yeah, you know, they're nice for an extent. But sure. I mean, ultimately, they got to find an archetype, and then they just find a character they have that kind of fits that gameplay.
Oh my gosh! So, update, you guys. Yeah. Beep 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 beep. Update to the things. You will not be paying for these. Here is an update, making it clear globally. You'll be able to vote for your favorite faction bike, either Alliance or Horde. Second, the bike, this is a blue post, the bike that receives the most votes will then be made into a faction-specific only mount and be available free to all players.
Mm.
Usable when playing one of the winning factions. So if the Horde bike wins...
So that's good for the Horde, because we're clearly going to win.
Yeah, but, we're totally
well, that's the thing. So if the Horde win, does that mean Alliance Toons don't get a bike, a free bike?
It means they get one, but the Toons on the... the players get it, the Toons don't. You're right, yeah. So
that's messed up.
I think they should get the losing bike. I think they just should be told it was the losing bike.
Yeah, they should just know that this is a loser bike.
It should have an L on the LZR on the back, the license plate.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm into that. Yeah, the Horde's going to win. So
I'd like that. If it said loser on the back, that'd be good.
Awesome. WNR for the winner, LZR for the loser. I got it. No, this works. Let's see what else we got. 8 new dungeons. For WOD, although UBRS, otherwise known as Upper Blackrock Spires, being reworked, so technically not entirely a new dungeon, but in addition to that, 7 new dungeons will be added to Warlords of Draenor. That's a lot of content, a lot of dungeon content. I like that. Trying to see who said that. It was a tweet. Oh, it was Watcher Dev. What's his name?
Ian Hazardakis.
Ian, Hazardakis. Ian. Yeah, that's the one.
Ian, complicated surname that I struggle with.
Hazacostas.
Thank you.
But are there things I can like? I will be able to say it, and then I won't. That's the.
But
trick.
I think he should pronounce his name Ion. Honestly,
yeah, like Ion. Ion better than
and
Ian.
His last name should be Cannon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ion Cannons, you just reminded me of something, and it got me. I was thinking about this morning. Is it me?
Ion Cannon story.
Well, if with the shift of the entire StarCraft team, the core team, over to Heroes of the Storm, almost said Heroes of New Earth. Oops. I forgot about
what
that.
Oops.
So with that happening, and then with all these other games getting the spotlight, Hearthstone and Diablo's getting all kinds of rebirth and all this stuff, it seems like StarCraft's really getting ignored in a really weird way to me. Like, despite the fact that it's in the top three. Esport things, and they still got tournaments going and all of that. We're hearing nothing about the Void expansion, and we're hearing nothing about really anything. And with that team off of that project extensively, without, you know, I'm sure there's some skeletal sort of somebody over there doing something, you just aren't hearing anything. And so I got to thinking yesterday, is it possible that Blizzard's not distancing themselves, but kind of just moving away from that being one of their three pillars?
It's a little weird, yeah. Actually, Garrett and Kyle and them, they have gone on hiatus on StarCast because they're just like, there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about.
And that makes sense. I mean, why would you want to, I mean, I'm just saying that that's kind of bad. So StarCast being one of the bigger StarCraft podcasts going away, is kind of a bad thing.
It's not about, StarCraft has always been about the esports teams. They're the ones that have kept the game going for so long. You know, they played it for a decade and then they made StarCraft 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, you know, esports, it's still getting played, you know, extensively, but you have to see, you know, Blizzard's looking, where are we losing grounds in that world? And it's to League of Legends and Dota, stuff like that. And so they're like, okay, nuts. Well, maybe we should get our kind of esports guys, you know, the StarCraft team to make our MOBA so we can still compete in that world of esports, you know, that they love and, you know, are huge fans of. So I think they're just trying to put their best people on the area where they, you know, need it most. And, you know, StarCraft's still StarCraft, you know, it's still doing very well for what it is. But I don't think that they're that worried about kind of keeping us thinking about why we should be playing StarCraft all the time. as long as we're playing all these other Blizzard games as well. They're doing okay.
I guess they're doing fine. But do you suppose, I mean, at some point it swings back the other way. They have to talk about Void at some point, right? Like
BlizzCon this year, I'm sure we'll be talking about it. I'm sure they'll talk about the first thing and say it's coming the following year. Mm. But I think they need to get Heroes out this year so that they can do that.
All right. Here's another. I'm just going to throw this little prediction out because some other stuff happened. Blizzard registered a new trademark under the name Overwatch. There are a lot of theories about it right now. Blizzard now has hired the dude what was originally...
Yeah, Mike Booth. Yeah.
Mike Booth, right. And we're talking Left 4 Dead Mike Booth.
Yeah, so he worked with Valve for Counter-Strike and Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
And he's he was project lead for Left 4 Dead. And he's project lead for Project Overwatch.
Project Overwatch. The thinking generally is that this was perhaps where Titan's resources were, and now perhaps where they still are or are headed.
I don't know. I'm not even sure of that.
That's
personally.
A theory. I mean.
Yeah, I think that what we've seen with like Hearthstone is Blizzard's got these newer, smaller teams, things that we don't really know about, and so Hearthstone was what, Team 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you think about, Jay Wilson's gone somewhere that we don't know about. So is that Team 6? Is this now Team 7? Is this Blizzard going from a developer that put a game out a year, if we were lucky, to now having, 7, 8, 9, 10, however many projects all in development at the same time? It's a crazy, crazy time.
It's the house that WoW built, man.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So if you start thinking, if they can... Firstly, I mean, calling it Project Overwatch and trademarking Overwatch seems kind of crazy. It's like, it's not called Hydra, Titan, all these these Greek names. It's actually called something a little bit sort of military.
Yeah,
a little
very
bit
militaristic, sure.
Saying.
Sure.
It kind of conjures up those ideas.
It's a mechanic in XCOM. You put your dudes on Overwatch and they snipe dudes when they run in their field of view. So, it feels very military. So the idea is that maybe this is a squad-based RPG style, level up elements, gear elements, whatever, but a shooter squad kind of thing. And
I don't know. Personally, I would love it to be that you're a group of, ghosts, and it's like a StarCraft ghost.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
I think that would be really fun. Yeah. What I don't know is how attached Blizzard is to its existing IPs, or if it's going to try and introduce new stuff. It seems like, Heroes is a great platform to tie all of their different games together.
Sure.
But I don't know if they need to stick to that holy trilogy of StarCraft, Warcraft, and Diablo.
Sure.
Or if they can start introducing, new game worlds and new things.
Yeah.
But personally, I think I would love to run around as a ghost or a specter or whatever.
Or a firebat. Make it class-based. No big deal. You can do that. Class-based, squad-based shooter RPG. I mean, it's been done before.
Exactly. I love the idea if they are just making a Blizzard Left 4 Dead. That kind of small multiplayer experience would be great.
Basically more of a Mass Effect style thing is what I'm expecting. I don't not necessarily as a single player game where you order your squad mates around. Maybe that too. But if you're co-oping with your friends, it's the three of us and somebody else all rolling as whatever class they want to be, and we're leveling up and we're getting gear and we're doing our thing, but we're doing it with a shooter, which I'm a huge fan of. Like, this is all exciting. I'm stoked.
I just think exactly all of these things. It's just really exciting just to know that Blizzard's doing new stuff, and we always like Blizzard games, so it just means more games we're gonna like.
Dills, Blizzard has said take down all alpha screenshots from your websites. I hope you don't have any up at dillslikesdonkeys.com because they're telling you to take them down.
I know. They also, there's a warning on Twitch, like, don't be streaming the alpha or else you might get banned. I don't know what's up.
It's probably just them. The reason I put this in here is because it seems kind of a small thing, but it got me to thinking about how transparent they've been lately doing technical alphas that are open and streamable. And, the Hearthstone alpha was a great example of just put that thing out there and let people stream it immediately. And here they are with a WoW alpha being more guarded and concerned. And I don't know why.
Well, it's a 7 to 8 million strong player base at risk. There's more collateral, I guess, on the
but
line.
What would be the risk of people, like, people would see it and be like, oh, I'm not playing this game anymore? Like, I don't see how...
It's an unfinished product, but, you know...
But it would have to be really terrible for people
but,
to say...
Well, if you look at some of the land masses and stuff from, you know, the world, there's, like, whole zones that aren't finished or aren't textured, and,
yeah.
You know, again, it's stuff that people who don't really understand alpha as an actual alpha and not, like, a... You could buy my game for 50% off, you know, alpha. It's one of those things that I think they just want to make sure that first impression is a strong one.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like when you see on MMO Champion, they've got Killrock Deadeye there, and his skin isn't complete, and so he's got texture. He's got a model with, like, you know, it can see he's got braces and like a cool belt and something like that. But it's just, he's basically naked and it's all deformed. He just looks very weird. And it's those sorts of things that, you know, some people are really excited just to see, but other people will look at it and not really understand. And, you know, I can totally understand why Blizzard would want to control World of Warcraft.
Sure.
You know, with Hearthstone actually came out fairly feature complete and, you know, a lot of the art was already there. So they were kind of like, yeah, this is something, you know, we're quite far along in development. We want you guys to stream it, play it, and see, because that's part of the excitement for them, is to see, like, it does this work? Do people like it? Will people watch it? Will people get excited about it? Whereas I think they know with WoW, they don't need the alpha to be a promotional tool. They need a testing tool.
Yeah, screenshots are a little weird, and as opposed to video, to me, that's being banned also, just because screenshots are static and you don't necessarily see the jank that you would otherwise see. But then, you know, that model you're talking about is a good example of it.
Yeah, like I said, MMO Champion of the jank. It's terrible. Really, yeah. If you look through MMO Champion, you know, as much as I'm terrible for going on there and just having a good look at it all, but it's just filled with spoilers.
I'm always taking pictures of my jank.
I actually don't really want to play the beta at all. I really want this to be a fresh experience for me.
Yeah, exactly. I part of me doesn't want to read any of the information and know what's coming out, because I'd much rather just you know, play it.
Yeah, makes for boring instance episodes, but yeah, I'm with you.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, the thing is,
No spoilers. Yeah,
if you get a beta invite, I will log in and I will do stuff, but
sure. But you're not gonna go crazy and like level everything, and yeah,
WoW betas have always kind of been like that for me, where it's like, I don't want to do all of this twice.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this once and have it feel fresh.
Yeah.
Whereas like Hearthstone beta was like, well, we're just playing. Like, I'm getting like a little bit of an advantage because I'm playing the game more than everybody else. And and that's how some people treat the beta. They, you know, they go in and they raid and then they try to get world first and stuff. But you know, and Heroes too. It's like, well, I'm getting good at Heroes before the game hits. Yeah. But this is different because, like, you know, this is like playing through really intricate and intense storylines.
And a significant part of the next year for you and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the second time you do a really cool storyline, it's obviously not as good, you know?
Yeah. I noticed. So when they were letting people stream the beta for Myst, so the early open beta portion of Myst, that thing had all kinds of major issues. I had video of me and a character where I would be running standard run animation, and then suddenly my body would go into like snow angel mode, and my arms, my panda arms would stick out and my legs would stick out, and I just hovered around the world like some kind of crazed wizard sorcerer man, and I never moved again until I logged out and logged in. And I remember even at that time going, ugh, this is bad impression if people are watching this stream right now. And so I think that just supports what Terpster said. These things are early. Expansions are giant changes. It's not like this is just a simple, here's a new chunk of land and here's some new models, go for it. So we'll see. I'm sure that this will ease up as we get closer to beta.
Yeah, I think beta will be streamable and all that kind of stuff. I just think it's alpha they're being a little concerned with.
How we feel about the female Draenei lady, daughter of Argus.
I like the April Fool's one.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of thing I kind of feel like this is a little bit too soon, because she doesn't look quite right because they haven't posed her.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they pose her, you know, she has a completely different stance and will look, you know, hopefully a little bit more elegant.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the April Fools, they felt they had to kind of get something out just to be like, yeah, sorry guys, here you go.
Yeah.
And so I think we saw this a little bit before we probably should have.
Yeah. I understand people were upset about that April Fool's joke, but I think if you're going to have April Fool's jokes, if that's your plan on April Fool's, you just have to let that day be what it is and move on. Like,
not be upset.
Don't. Yeah. And Blizzard shouldn't feel like they have to explain it.
people's feelings.
They don't have to explain it. Just, it was a joke. Now, yeah. If it was a joke in bad taste, give them all the hell you want, but I don't think you have to get out in front of it and say,
but even then, like, they, after that, they followed up with an art craft on the tour.
It was amazing, by the way.
It just looks so, yeah, it's pretty so awesome.
It's the best, man.
And that's thing, and that's a really strong, that's a fully textured, animated model. And even then, they're saying the animations aren't final,
yeah.
But they just look exceptional. And the face, you know, it just, you know, I cannot wait.
When he's yelling, like doing that yell thing he does or whatever, it looks,
yeah.
I mean,
it's just, again, the amount of character. There's, yeah. They've got an emote pose of him pointing and he's just raising an eyebrow up and pointing and just looks so badass. And all of it, they've just done so many cool, amazing expressions. And they show on the, like, the videos all the controllers they have for how they animate the face, and they're talking about how they're, you know, making it feel kind of better, you know, with everything they do. And this is the kind of thing that we want to see from Blizzard. You know, Blizzard's never been a company that's kind of shown us stuff that wasn't finished. You know, they only really show us stuff like saying, like, yep, here we go. We've been working on this for 6 years internally. Here you go. Now you can have a look.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they do best.
Yeah.
And I don't really want them to be chasing world firsts on their own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they should have a lid on it to be able to release stuff when it's ready. But yeah, like I said, Torin's just exceptional.
Oh, it's so amazing. All right, that's it for that. Let's get to some of these real quick. World of Tweets. I'm giving some class parity this week. We got this email or something, a tweet or something from last week where Tom guested, and he's a mage, and we talked a bit about his mage. This guy tweeted and goes,
Bob X.
Really glad he was on because finally we get to hear something other than Hunter talk. It's good to hear about a mage once in a while. So anyway, I thought I'd split it up evenly between three different classes today.
Mage.
Number one, Hunters. Here's a Hunter. We're going to start with Hunters, then we'll move on. I am the tweet says this. Am I just stupid or bad at Hunters, or do they seem focus starved 90% of the time? Celestalon answered, starved? No, it's a resource that they build and spend. They have a no CD builder, so it's impossible to just be starved. I don't know. I think if you're thinking that, I think you're maybe playing it wrong, because that is definitely a resource that's a bit like rage or something. You've got to keep refilling while you're spending.
Focus is better than like any of the other buildable resources in the game, because it's
the best.
Like,
it's literally, the best.
Well, literally, you've got a thing that just builds it whenever you need it, and it's still doing damage. Whereas, like, when I'm playing a rogue, I always feel like I don't have enough energy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for the energy.
Yeah, come on. I got the points, but not the energy.
Like,
I got combo points.
I got this big finisher queued up. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But with, you know, with a hunter, it's like, well, I just, you know, I just spam this steady shot until I have the focus again.
You know who hunters are? Basically, crusaders in D3 are hunters now. Because it's the same kind of pool. You got to build it, and you do it with a spammy other thing. And barbarians are a bit like that.
It's actually more of a problem to focus cap as a hunter and know that I'm missing out on DPS because I've capped my focus and I'm accidentally steady shotted when I, you know, could have actually done something else. Like, that is more of an issue to me than being focus starved. So this person just needs to throw more steady shots or cobra shots into their rotation and they'll be cool.
Yeah, he'd be good. Next one, Celestalon also answered. It says, in regards to mages, so here's a mage thing for all you mages.
Mages. Hey,
if you guys deliver us, if you guys deliver us an operating manual for each spec, we wouldn't have to guess so wildly as to how to run it. Basically, is what they're complaining about. Celestalon said that's neither needed or the problem. Bad math or the optimal rotation is bad math. For the optimal rotation is bad math. So not or
right there. You just totally burned.
Oops.
But, Zing. Yeah, I mean, it is. But I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a good defense. I don't know. In terms of, like, I think that it is the game designer's responsibility to make it easy.
I agree with
not easy, but to make it plain, I guess, on how to do it. But, exactly. I think there's a balance to it. And I think, you know, Blizzard has it. I don't think necessarily the answer there is the nicest answer to that. It's Twitter. Exactly. And you've got 140 characters, and sometimes you have to tell someone to go, you know, suck a fatty.
I've got 140 characters to crush your soul here.
Exactly.
Wait. What's sucking a fatty? What is that?
Let's not go into it, Scott.
All right.
We'll just know that it's rude, okay?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds, again, and if you say anything with the right intent, you know, it's offensive. But I think that, you know, Blizzard does help. And if you go onto your spell book. You know, there's a guide rotation for each spec.
Yeah.
You know how you do it. So yeah, just
what the key spells are and stuff. So that's pretty good. I mean,
Exactly. So I would argue that they have delivered an operating manual for each spec. And it's then a question of equally the community kind of moderates itself. And so there's loads of resources out there where you can find, you know, this is the best rotation I found. And, you know, certain people prefer to play a different type of rotation because, you know, it allows them to be more mobile or whatever. So
the original tweet does seem to sort of ignore the fact that the internet has this sort of covered. Right now.
They really don't know about icy veins or noxious or elite.
Yeah, exactly. Things that, you know. Actually, yeah, I pretend that I'm good at Warcraft. I'm not. I just go to the website that tells me which buttons to press.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm not doing that in-game. That's the big difference, I guess.
Of course
I'm
not. No.
This person great. Plays WoW, but doesn't have the internet.
Looking up. Yeah.
They have WoW, but no internet.
They're playing on a private server, and they're like,
busted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just a Cat 5 cable across the room, that kind of thing. It must be. Final one for Warriors. Here's your Warrior thing. Will something be done to the Gotta Wait Till I Get Colossus Smash Up class? He wrote back, Celeste Alon again, says, focusing your rage spending inside Colossus Smash windows without wasting rage is very much an intended gameplay element.
Yeah.
Face roll.
Yeah.
This is not specific to Warriors. I'm sure some Warriors probably think like this is they're the only ones who get this stupid thing where they got to wait for a proc to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean... A survival hunter is very much waiting for lock and load procs to be able to
all the time.
Yes, and
yep.
You know, it's part of the deal for a lot of the classes where you have this thing. When that goes off, you can do some extra stuff, and that's just how it's played.
But they
have a little more. But
when the characters are balanced well, those things are a thing you look forward to. But they're not the only thing you're looking forward to. You shouldn't probably.
They don't. Make or break a fight in most cases, but for the Warriors it kind of does, and I get what he's saying. Like it's I'm just waiting for this to do all my stuff, but that's part of the mechanic. That's how they're designed.
Well, how do you like that? Three classes here, folks. We didn't just focus on hunters today. You
Warriors, like talk!
Man. All right, it's town crier time.
Why, it's the Town Crier.
It is the Town Crier, and it is brought to you today by Audible.com. Audible has great books that I really like, and some of my favorite reading experiences have happened audibly through Audible.com. I would point to things like American Gods and some of the WoW stuff. I really, really like the Stephen King books, the Dark Tower series, and the way that those are read. And I'm currently really into anything that Hugh Howey is writing.
Oh, really?
I loved Wool. I thought the Wool Omnibus was just freaking amazing. And now you can get Sand, his new collection. Very dystopic, futuristic, also just awesome characters.
It's all gone wrong.
It's all really gone terribly wrong. And here is a sample of perhaps that one just a little bit here. If I can get the page up. Here we go. Just a sample.
Starlight guided them through the Valley of Dunes and into the northern wastes. A dozen men walk single file. Curs tied around their necks and pulled up over their noses and mouths.
They all had to poo at some point. Anyway, the point is, yeah, Scott, it's really
at this point that reading the book was pointless as he was listening to the book.
That's right. It's really good, and it's great for jogging, walking. Spring is here in the States, and the weather's really turning nice, and I'm spending a lot more time outside, and it's a great place.
I think it's nice in between instances. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, instance is about an hour or so long.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 23 hours.
About 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, you can fit a couple of these in.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Go check it out and get yourself a free one. Audiblepodcast.com/wow is the link to use. That's audiblepodcast.com/wow and get a free audiobook download of your choice. Today. All right. You can always call us 206-202-3969, 206-202-3WOW, and leave us a message. We might play it on the show. Keep it short and interesting. You can also send your attachments to theinstance@gmail.com. Regular emails are also accepted there. We got one call today. We're going to play it. It's about Diablo-style progression in WoW.
Hey, this is Robert from California, L-Alt-147-Kius on Proudmoore server. I had a question about sort of the things we're seeing with Diablo, the fact that in the expansion we have Paragon levels combined with sort of continually randomized content. Is there potential there for them to incorporate that model into Warcraft so you have truly continual progression between expansions?
Got thinking about this myself.
Path
while I spent
of the Titans.
Yeah. Now, what do you... Okay. That's kind of it, isn't it? Or was going to be it?
Yeah, that's what... And then they were like, nah, this isn't going to work. Mm. I don't know. I really like Paragon levels. They kind of make me feel like, you know, I can just play Diablo and every day, everything I do... counts.
It all means something. Like, exactly. And now it means more because you're not having to go kill freaking...
That being said, yeah, I don't have to do, yeah, Diablo again and again.
Right.
I think Paragon like 72 or something like that. Mm. And, you know, the guys I play with are like 150 and, you know, 212. And it's just like there is this big, disparate, fast gap between people who play a fair amount, like me, and people who play a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's the sort of thing, Warcraft does have that difference, but it's not as obvious. You know, it's more in terms of that min-maxing of gear and how many mounts you have and, you know, what color your tabard is. So I think, you know, WoW does show that in some ways, but it does worry me a little bit if we had a Paragon-type system in WoW that was uncapped and basically you just kept playing and perking your character up.
Right.
That it would make people feel like they had to play even more than they already did.
That's a good point. I'm more interested in the idea that maybe gear progression could be tweaked with a system sort of like adventure mode in Diablo, where you'd walk into a zone and every zone may have, or maybe every continent had a big zone like this, and you walk in and talk to, I don't know, Dingleborn Shem or somebody in Missa Pandaria, and he says, hey, just thanks for coming. There's like 6 or 7 quests here today, and you go do those, and I'll give you a little something at the end of it. And they're like dailies, except they're not the same damn thing every time. It's a bunch of new different stuff, and the rewards are better. I just think there's a way to go there somehow. There's a balance in WoW to find that could benefit from what they're learning with the Diablo tweak, and I think it could be interesting. That's all. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
I love Diablo drops being kind of, you know, you have a roll between a range, mm-hmm. and I think that's really fun. And I'd love to see that in WoW,
yeah.
So that I could play the same content over and over, and even if I get the same item, it might have rolled
might be
slightly
better.
Higher
yeah,
on a certain
yeah, yeah.
stat.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. Kind of adds so much extra replayability to the game.
Yeah.
You know, I play Diablo all the time because, you know, I need that legendary, but this time I want it in a 70 variant, and I'm hoping that it rolls high on strength and also has a socket, but I know I can reforge, you know, enchant another thing into one of those things, yeah. but I kind of need, you know, and all these things.
So
that
you just got me excited just hearing you talk about it. I'm all excited about this proposition.
Exactly, yeah, it kind of feels good like that. Mm. So, you know, I think it would be lovely to see Warcraft do something like that.
Do you think that would work for raid expansion. Gear, though? Because... like it would, I think it would only really work for like the blues and stuff. I don't know if it would work for the epics. Yeah,
well, maybe, but I don't know. Again, that's the thing. I mean, legendaries, they could have a kind of a tighter boundary to roll within, so that your difference isn't as massive. But still, for those raiders, that sort of min max experience, that maybe it might be the 80th time you've cleared that boss, but actually he's dropped something that's actually better for you than what you've previously had. I really like that. I think that could be really fun.
Yeah. I think that could be fun, but I also think that there's a little bit of a... The problem is that, like, the, you know, Joe gets it and Carl doesn't get it, and Carl's pissed now.
Well, but if douchebag Carl.
He's as good as Joe's because Joe got lucky.
But if we're exactly...
douchebag Carl's always pissed.
Do the personal loot as they do in Raid Finder and stuff like that. If you had, you know, everyone basically gets a chance at loot, it would mean that they can do what they do in Diablo. And it's like, rather than, you know, I get a Termalescent Essence or whatever it is, and, oh, it's gold again. I've got more gold. They could give me more items more often because, you know, they can be a little bit more Diablo, you know, generous in terms of like, yeah, here's a sword, have another sword. Here's another sword. You know, that third one you got is actually marginally better than the first two. They could, you know, I think it's more enjoyable getting an item than it is getting gold.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think it could work.
Yeah.
Sometimes though, I gotta say, playing Diablo, sometimes I don't like getting the new item because I'm like, I get the new item and you guys probably like, this guy's crazy. But like, I get the new item, it's like, well, I already just enchanted this item and you know, gemmed it, and now I get this other item that's just barely better.
Yep.
But now I've got to
crack out the coffers.
More money on this one.
A couple million. Yeah.
I got more money on this one, and I got to, you know, crack the other one or just pull the gem out of it or whatever I got to do with it. Okay. And so now I'm like doing more maintenance for an item.
I mean, that's just like exactly
more,
but
whatever.
But like my barbarian at the moment, like I'm hitting for like 7 million. Yeah. I just feel like such a god. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just kind of worth it in some ways.
Yeah.
That you definitely do see that progression and it feels fast and
feels good too.
You know, they've changed it as well in the latest. So a lot of
I like to do it because it feels good.
Feels real good. Here's something else I noticed. Did you notice this? I didn't know when they changed this, but and maybe it's only in a certain circumstance, and I haven't explored it. But in Diablo, I feel like when I'm salvaging something with the blacksmith, it poops out any gems it had in it. I'm not having to go have those done.
Yeah, you don't have to go actually remove them.
No, exactly. That's really nice. I really like that.
Yeah, any change to get the hell away from Covetous Shem, I'm all for that.
You know, I didn't even realize, too, that you can craft from stuff that's in your chest.
Oh, yes. Yeah, totally.
For the longest time, I was like going to my freaking chest every time, all my stuff out, going up for the dude. And then finally one day I was like, wait, I could build 30 of these, whether I have them in my...
It's great.
Exactly. So think, why is that not in WoW? Why is it that we still, you know, other MMOs do it?
From my bank.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the sort of thing, these quality of life things... You know, they make a big difference because the amount of times you go to the bank, and then you've got to go to an anvil, but then you get to the anvil and you realize, oh, I haven't got that other thing. And then you go back to the bank, or like, you know, you want to. I think it would be really fun, to look at all of these fun things that the Diablo team have played around with.
Yeah.
We're probably going to get all of this, right? I mean, I think some of this has already been mentioned, but I think we're going to get like. All of it's just going to be like, you know what? All the stupid little stuff you have to do. We don't need you to do that anymore.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They've got enough content. They don't need to slow us down with inefficiency.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just get rid of anvils too while we're at it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's just get rid of
no more anvils. Stuff. We're done with them. They're
more
stupid.
Forges, no more anvils. Let me just melt my stuff wherever the hell I am.
That's what happens. Whenever I craft anything, it's just like my guy's doing a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And I've been working on that Rubik's Cube for near enough a decade now.
Exactly. I'm shooting arrows that I don't even have in my bags.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Clearly, magic is possible.
Right.
So I can just take raw metals and turn them into bars. I can just do that
just
if I want.
Dumbing down the game, man.
This game's so it's for noobs now.
Yeah. I'm out. Signed, Douchebag Carl. All right. Well done, everybody. Good show today. No drop of the week this week. Nothing significant there. Couldn't find anything good.
Oh, yeah, drop the ball and drop the week.
It was the up front. It was the motorcycle thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that would have been more droppy. It was just so weird I had to get it up top.
Yeah, exactly.
Drop of the week. Murlocs are in Heroes now.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, you knew there would be, though.
That was really Macablo, wasn't there?
Yeah,
it's gonna friggin' piss me off, and I know it. It's just gonna make me rage so much when I lose to Murky.
It's gonna piss you off. But that little fairy dragon thing's pissing me off more. I don't like that little thing.
Right.
Not a
I
fan.
I like the way they describe Murky. They're like, this guy's gonna die a lot, but one day he'll kill you, and then that will be good for him.
Oh,
and
great.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting to see how. This stuff plays
it'll be
out.
The spammer's choice. Come on now. It's going to be everybody who hates you is going to play that thing now.
Oh, they're going to love it. Yeah. By the way, we did our first episode of Into the Nexus.
Oh, and, yeah. People should check that out. Nice job. That was last night?
That was yesterday. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Yesterday was quite the day. I worked and then I did that and then I went straight to the Giants game and that went extra innings and
busy
now
day.
I'm here.
Yeah. Busy day. Now you're here doing this show and then off to work again and then
off to work again. Yep.
Yep. And then it's smoking a fat one or whatever Terps have said earlier.
When I get home, I'm just going to drink myself silly tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. You have a plan, sir. That sounds good. I have no plans for anything. I have another show later, but really nothing else besides that. Terpster, any big plans? You got anything cool happening? It's already night where you are, so your plans are locked, whatever they are.
Thursday
night. Yeah. No, I've got, I don't know, I'm going to a wedding on the weekend.
He's married, so he's got to go home.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's going to be. I've been at a lot of parties recently for like games industry stuff.
Yeah,
which has been fun,
sure.
But quite tiring. So I'm quite looking forward to hopefully at least a quiet Sunday.
Aww.
Which will be really nice
with the missus. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
All right. Well, our best to her and everybody out there listening as well. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. Our theme today from MatthewOxley.com. If you want to leave us a review on iTunes, we like those. I go there and read those. They're fantastic. And grats, by the way, on Nexus being up there in the top five there on the iTunes there.
For real?
The game category. Yeah, you guys popped right in. Yeah. Cool. That's great. What else? Oh gosh, thanks Paul Swickard for being our intern. Does great work on the show notes and the site. There's some goofy picture of Obama in part of the post last time. Some guy sent us a call this morning. I love the show, been listening for years, but I don't hold too good to you putting the tyrant in chief up on the website.
Well, he is taking away all of our freedom.
He is, right? Damn you, Obama.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's all right, it's very American right now. Okay. Let's see. Forum show notes, archives, and more at theinstance.net. On Twitter, you can find us at Instance Show, Scott Johnson, Willie Dills, and the_T. We're also on Facebook at @TheInstance. More great shows just like this at frogpants.com. That's it. We'll see you guys next time for a whole new episode. Thanks, and go play Diablo.
Bye-bye. Oh, shit.
Sudden retirement stuns Azeroth. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. With the siege around Orgrimmar growing ever tighter, almost everyone in Azeroth thought that Garrosh Hellscream would fight to the bitter end. But the wily orc proved to have another trick up his sleeve when yesterday he announced that he was retiring as leader of the Horde effective later this year. Seated on his throne before a disbelieving audience, he chatted with his palace band leader, the Shah of Tone Deafness, saying that his ratings with his Horde subjects were trending downward. He decided that it was better to depart on his own terms than to stay around and, as the Tauren would say, jump the Kodo. Reaction among the rebel council outside Orgrimmar was cautious, given that the retirement announcement was a radical departure from Hellscream's usual behavior. Still, the prospect of avoiding the massive bloodshed that a final assault would surely bring has a powerful allure. Rumor has it that Vol'jin will be named as Garrosh's successor, but to appeal to a broader audience, the troll, who actually graduated with honors from a Poison Ivy League university, will drop the Echo Islesmon persona he's been using and instead adopt a more mainstream Horde personality. As for Hellscream's post-retirement plans, sources tell us he wants to research his ancestry, perhaps even travel to find his family roots. Sounds harmless enough, doesn't it? Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Hey guys, this is Jeremiah from Indiana. Just discovered the show and I think you guys are awesome. I wanted to call in and quickly share something that I recently experienced with WoW. I've been playing off and on since BC, and what usually pulls me back in is live streams or YouTube videos, and it always looks so fun. But when I resub, it's hard for me to keep the momentum going just because I don't have all the fun stuff going on that I see on those streams. I get really bogged down with lore and role-playing, rotations, gear, and I just force myself to keep grinding just to make it to some ultimate goal of in-game content because I think that's when I'll start to have fun and do all the cool things I see others do. But I recently had a revelation, and I wanted to share. I read online that the best thing to do in an open-world MMO was just do whatever you wanted, and that really spoke to me. All this time, I've been going about it all wrong. The game is kind of what you make of it, and only you can choose what is fun and what's not. I mean, if you're sick grinding in that one spot and it becomes like a chore to log in, then go somewhere else. Do something different. It's all about finding your own joy in WoW. I constantly see people online looking for the quickest way to level and stuff, but I'm starting to think that it's more about the journey and the destination. Anyways, just wanted to share in case anyone else might be struggling. Keep up the good work, and thanks for an awesome show.
Play it again, Buxley. Welcome to Buxley's Journal. Dear Journal, last time I told you I was going to do a little more exploring and try and figure out who was yelling at the top of that hill on Timeless Isle. Well, I didn't get very far. First, I headed out towards the center of the island, trying to figure out where to go, and it started raining. Adventurers. Yes, people in full body armor, doing face plants right in the dirt at my feet. I looked up, and apparently there's some kind of tightrope walking competition, and maybe it's a new sport. I don't know what it is, but these people were not very successful at it. And then I came up to a cave, and it had a monkey in it. He told me for a low, low price I could open a random chest and have a chance to win something that would almost equal the price of what it cost to open it. So I decided to move on. Then I found this lady asking trivia questions. You know, things like, what's Garrosh's favorite thing to use as a weapon? And what's the best way to carry a whole bunch of Draenei at once? Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I'll give you a hint. It's the same answer for both. Anyway, I started walking away from this, dodging tigers and these huge rock guys, and I found a small lagoon with a bunch of Alliance and Horde just standing around. not doing anything, just standing around. So I start to say something to one of them, and then they all run over to kill this frog that appeared. It was crazy. And then another one popped up, and everyone ran to kill that one too. I've never seen anyone so mad at frogs in my entire life. Well, except for that hunter I once knew, but that's a different story. You know, Journal, I'm still searching for a way to get up this hill, but so far this timeless isle has been a very weird place. If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Hey, Scott, Dylan, Terpster, this is Muffins from Earth and Ring. I just want to quickly touch on last week's talk about dumbing down the game and what people are actually saying. So from my perspective, let's talk about hunters real quick, because I used to play one. Using rapid fire. I used to use rapid fire whenever it was off cooldown, and I think that's most people. A lot of people don't do research on the best rotations and how to be most efficient. They learn on their own. And during one of the raids, there was this boss that summoned a minion. I forget who it was, but it started doing a lot of damage to the raid. And we kept wiping. And so I thought, well, how can I improve? You know, it's like, what can I do? So I stopped popping rapid fire right around the time that was going to happen and saved it. And lucky enough, we had enough damage. We took him down and we moved on. And that felt like I learned something. It felt like I managed my cooldowns properly. And those little things, all those little abilities is kind of what makes you a WoW player. It's learning how to use those efficiently. And the less there is, you know, I mean, you guys are talking about how it's just something you have to do. Well, I mean, so is everything else. You know, you can't stand the poop. That's just something you have to do is move. And I feel like that's just the same sentiment with, you know, everything else is everything's something you just have to do, but how you do it is what makes you a good player. So that's all, guys. Have a good one.
Ready, aim, what?
This is Hunter Talk. I am Johnny Feisty, the Hunting Hunter, with tips to make your hunter hunterific. This week's topic is character boosts. Welcome to Hunter Talk. We're here one more time to talk about boosting your character to level 90. Joining me again, as also one more time, is my companion and co-host, Flappy the Dragonhawk. Hey, Flappy. No, I don't interrupt. I'm still on hold with customer support.
On the phone?
Yeah, on the phone. How else? Well, that's besides the point. As I discovered last time, Flappy used my character boost to level 90, and now I'm stuck at whatever level I'm already at. Hold on, Flappy. They're on the line. Hello? Carry out? I need a level 90... No, not a 90-inch pizza. Who is this? Well, same to you. Yeah, Flappy, apparently I've been on hold for a week for pizza. Thanks for listening to Hunter Talk. Big ups to Flappy. At Johnny Feisty on Twitter.
JohnnyFeisty.
Because he likes you.
Hello, this is the Azeroth Archives. I am Adaristus, Forsaken Rogue Extraordinaire and Chief Explorer for the Archives. I've been on a kick of stabbing big ugly things lately. Last time I talked about ogres and mentioned the Gron. Since then, I've gone Gron hunting. Gron are descended from Draenor's Earth Giants and are big hulking humanoids with backs that look like mountain ranges. They've enslaved ogres, been worshipped by ogres, fought against ogres, orcs, and black dragons. You need to know what you're doing if you want to fight one, because those black dragon corpses impaled on stone spikes in the Blade's Edge Mountains didn't get there by accident. Gron are native to Outland, and if you've been there, you've probably met the most famous one, Gruul the Dragon Killer, or one of his offspring scattered around Blade's Edge and the rest of Outland. A few have ended up on Azeroth, mostly as lackeys for Cho'Gall and the Twilight Hammer, but if you want to do some Gron hunting of your own, Blade's Edge and Nagrand are the best places to look. At least there weren't enough of them left for Garrosh to turn them into siege mounts or something like that, because they're hard enough to kill without plate armor and mounted cannons. Now if you'll excuse me, my daggers have a date with Gruul's jugular. The space squid will be back next week. Till then, Dark Lady watch over you.
Follow at Azeroth Archives on Twitter and visit azeroth-archives.tumblr.com.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrats. I'm your host, EFINK G4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft.
This week's achievement is the Ballad of Lulang. The goal here is to discover each of the lore objects in Pandaria that tell the tale of Lulang. Now, these are four books that we need to find and read in Pandaria. Get out your pen and paper. Start writing this down. A most famous bill of sale. That's in the Valley of the Four Winds at 5547. The birthplace of Lu Lang, the Valley of the Four Winds at 2055. Waiting for the Turtle, head over to Karasang Wilds at 7230. And the Wandering Widow, Valley of the Four Winds at 3463. When you read the last book, you're going to get the achievement, The Ballad of Lu Lang, and 10 points. You'll also get a notification on your mini-map that says that you've got mail. You're going to open up that mail, it's going to say, hey, go see Lord Walker Cho, because you read those books. I don't know if you know this, but he loves to tell stories. So read these books, open your mail, go see Lord Walker Cho, and remember, if you ever see a book in the World of Warcraft, you better read it. Catch up on old shows at slashgrats.com or find us on Stitcher or iTunes. You can contact me on Twitter. I'm efinkg4. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Melga, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, what is the best way to enjoy a beautiful spring day? Ah, yes. Spring descends once again upon Azeroth with the flutter of birdie wings and the smell of cherry blossoms on the wind. Wait a second, those are not birds. They are hippogriffs. And that is the smell of ale on the wind. Those pesky Wildhammer dwarves are getting frisky. I suggest that the best way to spend this beautiful spring day is to sit down near the river with your back against a sun-warmed boulder, a slingshot in your hand, and pick off every flying wild hammer you see with a well-timed rock. I am Miss Melgra, and that is my advice. Akamagosh!
Follow at Miss Melgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.